Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be talking about firsts and lasts. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. Today, you'll find it at danq.link/firsts. Firsts and lasts. A lot of attention is paid, often in retrospect, to the experience of the first times in our lives, the first laugh, the first kiss, the first day at your job. That would be respectively while watching a wooden train jiggle down a length of string, I'm told, Sarah Titlow behind the school outbuilding circa 1988, and 5 years ago this week. But for every first, there must inevitably be a last. I recall a moment when I was perhaps the same age as our eldest child is now. As I listened to the bats in our garden, my mother told me about how she couldn't hear them as clearly as she used to be able to when she was my age. The human ear, it turns out, isn't well equipped to hear that frequency that bats use, and while children can often pick out the sounds, the ability tends to fade with age. This recollection came to me as I stayed up late the other month to watch the Perseid meteor shower. I lay in the hammock in our garden under a fabulously clear sky as the sun finished setting, and after lying there, still and quiet for a while, I realised that the local bat colony were out foraging for insects. They flew around and very close to me, and it occurred to me that I couldn't hear them at all. There must necessarily have been a last time that I heard a bat's echolocation. I remember an occasion about 10 years ago, at the first house in Oxford of my partner and her husband and I, when we were standing in the back garden and listening to those high-pitched chirps. But I can't tell you when the very last time was. At the time, it will have felt unremarkable rather than noteworthy. First times can often be identified contemporaneously. For example, I was able to acknowledge my first time on a looping roller coaster at the time. It felt like a big deal. It was, if you're interested, the Tower of Terror in Camelot, probably around 1994. The ride itself was disassembled in the year 2000, and minus the tower that gave it its name, which apparently burned down during disassembly, it lived on for a while as Twist and Shout at Loudon Castle in Ayrshire, Scotland, before that park shut down. I looked at some satellite photography earlier today and I'm confident that the ride has now been completely demolished. Last times are often invisible at the time. You don't see the significance of the everyday and the routine except in hindsight. I wonder what it would be like if we had the same level of consciousness of last times as we do of firsts. How differently might we treat a final phone call to a loved one or the ultimate visit to a special place if we knew at the time that there would be no more to follow? Would a world like that be more comforting, providing closure at every turn? Or would it lead to some kind of paralytic, anticipatory grief? Oh, I can't visit my friend. What if I find out that it's the last time? Once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you can find at danq.link/firsts. If you've enjoyed today's episode, go across there and leave me a comment or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. And as usual, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.